everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Top Model Rewind. This is Danielle.
This is Alex, reporting for duty.
And I see Harrison behind you.
Oh, that's awful creepy, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey. He just disappeared. He just backed away. I can see a shadow, though. He's not hiding from me. I can see him. It just slowly slinked away.
Still slunk away. See half the shadow. All right, there he goes.
He's gone for me. Okay.
Into the night. Okay.
I wonder what he wanted.
I don't know.
He seemed like he wanted something.
I think he just woke up.
Slowly backed away.
Oh, okay. He just woke up. Yeah.
He's like, I see a microphone.
Yep.
Put two and two together. I think she's recording.
Yeah. He is the most, like, I've never met a more zombie-like person when they first wake up. I have to wait like several beats and be like, are you actually awake? Can you hear me?
Can we converse? Can we communicate?
Yep. Can... Conscious. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I feel that. That's I thought we were just gonna end it there. He's just the most zombie like person. I was like, what a thing to say about your partner, Alex.
I mean, I love him. Yeah.
You love zombies.
It's fine. I get it. I love sleep. So, you know.
Yeah, for real. Okay, so we are recording on Wednesday because my power went out. Ooh. And so because my power went out for 4 days.
What the fuck? Crazy.
A long ass time because we live in Tornado Valley and there are a lot of winds and a lot of trees got knocked over.
Is tornado season usually in March?
I think there are two tornado seasons.
Okay.
Like as the seasons change, we get tornado season because of like the hot, cold air, like the temperature fluctuations.
Great.
So I think like half the year is tornado season.
Okay. Yeah.
So all that's right, why it seems so long and inescapable and because
it's not so much a season as it is just another.
It's like our lives
happening. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So no, actually there was a tornado that touched down, but like F1. Right. So you know, F1. Not a biggie. No one cares. Like
wacky. Yeah.
Basically,
my dad
some shingles off roofs.
Crazy. My dad said he was driving and he could see a tornado in his rear view mirror.
Wow.
He was like near Kokomo. I have no idea.
And this was this week? Last
I thought
week?
So. I thought so. Maybe he's full of shit though. I don't know.
Well, you know, it was pretty bad. So.
Yeah, no. Know. No.
Could be true.
He's probably not lying.
Yeah, well, actually, the winds were pretty bad. I say it was just shingle damage, but literally 200,000 people were without power in my area, in my city. Oy. And it took us 4 days to get our power back on because there were so many trees down. So because of all of that, I did not, I don't know if I would have, but I definitely did not watch the Top Model ABC News Hulu special.
Oh, yes.
That happened. We were talking about the lead up
immediately. Yeah.
We didn't know what it was gonna be on. Like I didn't even know if it was gonna be on real TV. I was like, is this an online video shoot or what's going on? Didn't know it was gonna be on Hulu, which I was like, oh, biggie, big deal. Like Hulu is actually like a big platform.
Yeah.
But apparently it just like. Even though I didn't watch it, I did get a DM and I saw stuff on the Reddit, the ANTM subreddit that led me to believe that apparently it is just not really interesting or revelatory in any way.
Oh.
Or just...
Boo.
So disappointing because they had so many big names on it like we talked about. We had
those
Tiffany.
Were juicy names.
Yeah, Angel Lee, we had Kenya, we had Lisa, like,
we had Lisa.
Yeah, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. But I was probably, like, least enthused about listening about Lisa, but, because I'm like, I hear you talk all the time, you were the loudest voice in the room all the time.
It's rough.
But I was really interested to hear from Tiffany and Angelie and Kenya, literally everyone else. Apparently they did focus a lot on Kenya though, which
people
found a little weird because she probably had like the less known storyline, not to say that she didn't have like something to say, but just wasn't, she's no Tiffany, you know, like, you know, someone who's like part of internet lore for being yelled at by Tyra.
Oh yeah.
So I just don't think I'm gonna watch it. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I just literally, I've seen nothing new that has come out from it. Like, no one has said, ooh, look at this clip from it, or can you believe this was revealed, or we never heard this before.
Maybe it needs your journalistic eye, you know? yeah. Gotta investigate it.
It's so weird. Like,
I'm definitely gonna watch it. So
you're gonna watch it? Okay, well, let me know.
I'll let you know.
You report back. Let us know if it was interesting, because
I will.
From what I've heard, it's not. But, you know, I would really like to know. So
it's really hard
for volunteering.
I want to say it's hard.
Or is this a compulsion?
Interest me. Yeah. But it's not. So
I'm easily entertained.
Yeah. So kind of like a cat with a toy. But yeah. We'll see.
Oliver is on it, though. You were right.
I know.
I know you said you gave a little "I told you so" in the DMs.
I always do. I always do.
So yeah, he is on it.
Right, you know, because I'm not.
It's exciting. It was an exciting moment for you. I'm very happy for you that you were right. And I don't really know what he really does besides, like, it seems like he did do the interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he just, like, kind of commentates. He's, like, the
MC.
Top model expert of the... You'll the tell consultant. Us, but that's...
Just a talking head on the side.
Yeah, but unfortunately, like, I feel like a good documentary would have had... Well, documentary, in quotes, would have had multiple talking heads versus maybe Oliver. But we'll see. But it had Janice, too. I forgot about that. Janice did appear on it, so...
I saw her in the preview.
Yeah, that's
going,
something.
It's a reality show. Hello. And I was like, perfect.
She
can't
hasn't
wait.
Changed. Same old, same old.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you for volunteering, Alex. Next week, hopefully, we'll get back to you with some. Yes, I love the salute. We'll get back to us with some top model news, TMN.
Yep, TMN.
Cycle 13. Let's talk about Cycle 13, episode 9/10. Once again, the numbers being different.
Who knows?
Mystery
this
up again.
Numbers. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
So,
numbers are not real.
Yeah, I said we were going to do the Hawaiian hip hop thing and we were going to have a guest. Nope, that's next week. Get ready for that next week.
Get ready.
This week was Marissa Miller and underwater photo shoot.
Yeah,
very, very exciting. So the episode starts off with Sunday saying that Aaron is doing really badly in the competition. Ironic.
Yes.
But also, like, I was like, why are they gaslighting me about Aaron?
Yeah, right?
Like, she's hanging by a thread? No, she's not. She's done really well, don't you? Like, her portfolio is probably one of the better portfolios.
I think she's strong, but she does, like, plateau pretty hard in the competition comparatively. So, I don't know. Like, she's had a couple of weak photos, which is more than most of the other contestants right now.
Yeah. I mean, her photo this week was definitely weak. Did not like.
It was bad. Yeah.
And it was probably the worst, actually. But last week's photo was good. They just said it was bad. So that's where the gaslighting comes in for me. I'm like,
that's
okay.
That's fair. It's fair.
You're trying to tell me she's hanging on a thread because last week was bad, but last week was good. So I don't believe you. But also, it just might have been a way to set up Sunday as the go-home-y this week, because they were giving her a hard elimination edit this episode.
Yes, they were. They were kind of taunting, you know?
They were taunting us, the viewer,
because
Sunday says that she is going to reveal her whole life story.
What is this?
Next week, if she makes the top four. I like that. That was kind of smart on her part. She was like, here's a bargaining chip for the producers.
I know. I was like, ooh. Interesting. Here, leverage. Maybe that's why they were like, get her out. She's figured it out. Yeah.
I'll expose all my trauma to the world if you just let me stay another week.
Yeah.
But it didn't work, which I was surprised by, because I was like, I feel like they would have loved that.
Yeah.
The producers entire love a trauma story. They love it so much. But we don't get to hear a Sunday story, which I'm actually curious about Sunday story.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And I do wonder, she's done an Oliver interview. I wonder if she kind of gave a little bit more insight into her story during that interview. I should have probably checked to see.
I feel like probably. Yeah. But who knows?
No one could ever know.
Who knows?
Really? No one's watched those interviews. Oh, there's no way to know. Hundreds of thousands of people.
Anyways, yep.
And no one's recapped it on Reddit like super easily for me to read. No one's done that. Literally never. No. Make no promises. I was going to say I'll look it up after this is over.
Oh,
but
I'm not doing it, so.
Yeah, I don't. I've made that mistake.
I will continue to wildly speculate. I think that'll be okay.
But no, I think Aaron is doing okay. Not as bad as Sunday. Sunday was doing worse, in my opinion.
Yeah. I didn't think this was Sunday's worst week. I think Aaron did.
It's not her worst week.
Yeah.
But she's had so many, like, mediocre weeks.
Yeah.
Like last week wasn't good. Like she had the worst photo and they told us it wasn't the worst photo, but it was the worst photo.
Yeah.
And the week before that was, I don't remember, maybe the commercial, which was okay. Mm-hmm. And then the week before that was the ninja shoot, which was like
one of
not
her
best
ones.
Showing. You thought so?
I thought it was one of her. It was a beauty shot though, which was odd in comparison to everyone else's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. So I felt like it was just like a natural, it was kind of her time to go.
Oh yeah,
I guess, despite like her not having as bad of a week as Aaron, but she didn't have a great week. I don't think we should say she had a great week, because
oh no, I don't think this was her best week. No,
because she dives off. I mean, just more in the terms of just mishaps, I'm gonna say, like,
just a rough time. Water is not Sunday's friend. She doesn't like it.
Yeah, she had jumps off a cliff and she hurts her side of her face, I believe. She like hits it really hard.
She is so determined to look relaxed, so dedicated to you know,
that she just went too limp
that performance, that she just relaxed so hard that she just slapped the side of her head onto the water, and she said water just shot up into her ear.
She was treating it like a bed. Like, she was like, I'm gonna lay horizontal on the ocean, and that does not work.
And she just fell in. She did not jump. I was like, ah, that's no wonder they were like, whoa.
I mean, she was going for it. Like, yeah, that's probably, you would think that's what they would want, because they want them to go all in and commit, but
we want
maybe
you to injure yourself.
Sued.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, we want to avoid the lawsuits.
I feel like so they avoid that by this, you know, kind of mild injury. Just, I slapped my ear against the water. Like, that's a vague injury. Yeah. Yeah. You'll get over it.
All right. So, Laura's birthday is this week.
Oh, my God. It's adorable.
Everybody loves me on my birthday.
That was the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It was. Yeah. So I was like, everybody loves you all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
but especially
not just on your birthday.
On your birthday.
Has someone who had a birthday ever had such a good birthday party? Like,
no.
They love her. They really do.
So cute. And also,
it was an all day affair.
This made me want Spam. I've never had Spam, but
Spam is good. Spam
really
is good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. They made her Spam and eggs. That was adorable.
Yeah. Oh, I really love, in Hawaii, they do Spam on rice wrapped in seaweed. I know it starts with an M. I don't remember the name. And then I think they do soy sauce on it. And that is good.
It sounds good.
Yeah. I really like that. Spam looks gross, but it tastes good.
Okay.
And it's very salty. which I like. I think you're a bacon fan. Food.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon fan, you'll like Spam. Interesting. I think.
Okay.
Yeah. It probably depends on how you cook it, though, a little bit, because I've only ever had it
for sure
in that style. Mm-hmm. But, oh, yeah, I love my friend. Oh, here's the thing. About the Hapa shoot, yes. I have a friend who's from Hawaii. She's like a native Hawaiian.
Nice.
And I consulted her about the Hapa shoot. I forgot about this.
Great.
And I was like, damn, I should have had her on.
What were you thinking? Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize she had seen this episode. I forgot. Mm-hmm. I know I've talked about this with her before, but mm-hmm. I forgot she'd seen the episode. So I didn't think that she would want to come and talk about America's Next Top Model, but she did see it when it aired. Mm-hmm. And she did confirm that if they had had a native Hawaiian on set, they probably wouldn't have gone away with this to begin with. She was like, oh, yeah, no, there's no way someone from Hawaii was on the set and was cool with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So confirmed that they should have had more people on set probably with.
And this was truly a projection of Tyra's imagination. Okay, got it.
Yes. And she confirmed, too, that this is not Hapa. Like, it can't just, mash literally any nationality and call it Hapa.
Stupid. I was like, what is she talking about?
Yeah. And she gave me another definition for it. I mean, she said that some people think of it in different ways, but she did say some people consider it to be Indigenous Hawaiian plus white specifically. Which I thought that was interesting. So there's a lot of different ways to interpret it, none of which Tyra has interpreted as. Tyra went off the rails.
Interesting.
And did something had nothing to do with actual Hawaii and what Hapa means in Hawaii. So, confirmed that this was a very bad, dumb thing and everyone in Hawaii hated it. Well, maybe not everyone, but
woo,
a lot of people. So anyway, what were you talking about? Spam. Yeah.
Spam.
That's what got
delicious.
Me on it. And I also want to say, if you want Hawaiian food, et cetera, et cetera, get Moco Loco.
Moco Loco.
Or sorry, Loco Moco. I fucked that up.
Moco.
Loco Moco is great. If you have the chance to eat Loco Moco, eat Loco Moco.
Okay.
It is eggs, ew, rice, ew, gravy. And
what?
Ground beef.
Okay, that just got weird. I don't.
It's good. It's good. Don't question me on
how
this.
How do you receive it? How is it given to you?
It's all
how is
it's
it administered.
So first there's rice.
Okay.
And then there's meat. And then there's gravy. And then there's eggs. And it's good. I recommend it. And the reason I know the order is because after we ate it, me and my friend group, that became a chant for us. Rice, meat, gravy, eggs. So I recommend it. It's very good.
Okay,
and
great.
Eat chant Hawaiian worthy. Food and mac eat. Salad, which is people have mac salad all the time, but
okay,
eat it with Loco Moco. Anyway,
great.
So Laura gets Spam for her birthday. She also gets later in the evening cupcakes.
Oof.
And
very diligently crafted cupcakes.
Yes, that you must. And who made the cupcakes, Alex? Who?
Aaron made those
maker
cupcakes.
Of cupcakes.
Aaron made those goddamn cupcakes.
Credit
and you
where
know
credit
what?
Is due.
And you know what? No one did. You know what? No one did for the cupcakes. No one appreciated the goddamn cupcakes.
No one.
Nobody.
No one appreciated those.
Except
cupcakes.
Aaron. Aaron's over there, like, hey, look at my cupcakes. Yeah, it was sad. You know,
Laura is a saint. She really
She's amazing.
Does not care that Aaron is being kind of annoying and making.
She was
Laura's
like, "I'm gonna slap your little pink face and." Laura was like, ha-ha, she said my pink face. That's so funny.
So easily amused by everything.
It's great.
I would say another star of this episode is Jennifer just being so pumped on life.
And so pissed at Nicole for existing.
Wait, did you say anything about Nicole?
Two times. Just like jokingly. She said, part of me is like, you bitch, because she's just like, Nicole can do no wrong as a model or something. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She didn't say that. Good naturedly, but yeah. But yeah, she was like, is she always like this? I was wondering. I was like, is she just like having a really good week where she just feels super pumped about everything?
She's just so anything. Funny. Yeah. I mean, they are she's so in Hawaii, bubbly. You know?
So. Yeah, that might be part of it. I mean, my mood would definitely be lifted. We talked about that.
Literally last just week, I believe. More serotonin exposure.
Yeah.
So.
But I just like, she is really bubbly. And I think people don't recognize it because Laura is also so bubbly. And it's like Laura kind of stole the spotlight this season. But Jennifer just seems like a very happy-go-lucky, very enthusiastic puppy dog of a person sometimes.
Yeah, so. She seems just very charismatic or just like really easy to get along with, like gets along with everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just like, I don't know if they're just focusing on her or she's or what, but like literally every talking head of her was her being like, this fantastic thing just happened and we walked up and it's Marissa Miller. Oh my God. She was so enthusiastic about everything.
So
I was like, oh, okay, Jennifer, I see you now.
Yeah.
So yeah, the teach with Marissa Miller, who I keep on wanting to call Marissa Tomei, and
that's not it. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Nope.
Do you know Marissa Miller is only 5'8"?
Only 5'8"?
Yeah. When she said that, I was like, that is taller than average. So
taller than me.
Taller than me. Mm-hmm. And I'm a model. Just kidding.
Yep.
But the cutoff for this season is 5'7". So she's above the cutoff.
I was like, why you gotta, don't bring it up. You're not 5'7". I was like, this is, okay. We're getting a little, we're stretching it a little bit.
She was like, I'm stretching it literally. next we're going to be like, Miss J, only 6'4". Wow. Oh my God. That gives me so much hope for me. But yeah, she said that and I was like, they're literally all shorter than you. So I don't know why they would be.
I had no idea she was only 5'8". Just like, she's taller than you. Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of silly. But she is adorable. I do love Marissa Miller.
She is a good teacher, I believe. Yes. She was this is one of my a favorite, lot of good pointers.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite teaches. One of the ones I remember the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too, because the Barbie toe is like ingrained in my head forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That is such a good tip. It is a little, I mean, like, I guess it's kind of obvious, but maybe not, because these are just new models, you know?
Yeah.
Like little Bambi models.
Oh.
Just out of the womb. And and apparently Sunday looks 5 years old, according to Marissa Miller. But yeah, they are, they need the tips. They need these little tips that Marissa is giving to them.
They do.
They roll around in sand, or they go in the ocean, they roll around in sand, and then they have to like pose underneath a water spout.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of the word.
Yeah.
I thought Nicole did a great job, of course, because when does she not do a good job?
I love how Marissa Miller like immediately just corrects Nicole's posture. And then she's like, oh, yep, that's it. Just do that instead.
Nicole was like, perfect the first time.
Got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought Nicole was like, I can't do sexy. But I was like, you look like a swimsuit model right now.
Yeah.
Like, you don't look out of place doing this. Like,
she's like playing a part. It's very interesting. Which is probably
it is her though. Like I understand why she says she doesn't think she's sexy because like she's awkward, but she also looks like the way she looks. So like I mean she can't just help it. She can't help it. She's just natural.
Yeah, sorry. Naturally
model-esque.
Mm-hmm.
So she's good. Sunday I don't think Sunday looked like a fifth grader. She did look young, but
she just didn't look like the same vibe that everybody else was channeling, you know?
She was smiling a lot.
It was more fun.
You know, it was more 17 magazine,
kind of
playing in the water, splashing around, getting adorable.
I guess that is a bit childish.
Jennifer's mouth was, she just needed to shut her mouth a little bit. Not in like talking ways, but just when she's posing.
Yeah.
Just a little.
What are you trying to catch in there? Water.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thirsty.
They don't give us any water. We're so dehydrated. Wouldn't be surprised.
Honestly, if it's ice cold, I'd be drinking that water. I love that. ice cold water.
Uh-huh.
When you're parched. I think yeah. I need more water today. Anyway.
So they do that, and then they definitely do not apply that lesson to anything else.
Nope. Yeah.
Because they have them jump off a cliff next, which I was just this doesn't make any sense.
Not productive. Yeah.
I don't know how you can do this. Like, has there ever been a photo in Sports Illustrated of a girl jumping off a cliff? I don't think so. I really don't.
I just to put some fear in them, I guess.
I guess, yeah. It is scary, although they all seem to do pretty well with it. Like, no one
They're mostly scared of the next part. But maybe that was to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Slowly to, elevate like, them into just being underwater. Yeah.
It was like Fear Factor where you get like the stages of grossness and activity until the very end where it's just like really intense. Yeah, it was like that.
Yeah.
But instead of eating cow testicles, they were underwater.
Rough.
But yeah, it was just, I mean, God bless Nicole because she was like, I'm going to try and apply what I learned on ground to the air.
Oh my God, she turned the wrong way. I was like, she had a plan. Give her a break.
She knows what she's doing.
You fool. Yeah.
She's too good for that.
Yeah, she's too good for you.
Her photo
Marissa,
was great.
Marissa was like, I thought, oh no. And then I was like, that's beautiful. Yeah. I was like,
it's art.
Pwned, bitch. Yeah, no.
It was good. I loved her photo.
Yeah,
her photo was like the only one that I was like, okay, yeah, this could be shown somewhere.
She looks like art. What can I say?
Yeah. And I did think it was funny how they like pull up Nigel and they're like, that means photos. And then like another guy.
He was like, that's your photographer. Okay. Weird. All right.
I did mean photos, just not by me.
All right. Yeah.
I'm just here to watch.
Okay. I'm going to hang out with Marissa Miller.
Yeah. I feel like... Oh, okay, never mind. but yeah, Marissa Miller. Of course I'm hanging out with Marissa Miller. It's Nigel Barker. Come on.
She is very gorgeous woman, obviously.
Yeah, she's like a Sports Illustrated
model. Of course,
like Victoria's Secret, right? I don't know. She just like
Victoria's
has her vibe.
Secret. Yeah.
So I'm assuming, but yeah.
She said Italian and American Vogue is where she got her start. And then she became a Victoria's Secret angel. Is that what they're called?
That's very Tyra of her. That's basically Tyra's career.
Yes.
Trajectory.
What did she say she learned from Tyra?
Minus the insanity. But,
what did she say she learned from Tyra?
She said that she...
Oh, posing from the side. Women like to see you from the side.
Yes, and then men like the front on.
The straight on. That was so disturbing, though. Don't like that, though.
Why is the straight on disturbing?
I don't know. Just like...
I don't get it either, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't you want to see like her curves, too? Like,
yeah. I'm just like, I like both. Why would men prefer one over the other? It's just a bizarre way to think.
Yeah, I don't really get it. Maybe because, like, when you're facing, you're more likely to make eye contact with the camera.
Sure.
And guys like that or something. I don't know.
I think it's based on what makes you horniest. And I just, you know, it's disturbing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm just trying to reason why that would be more,
exactly,
make you more horny. you know what I mean?
I don't know.
I feel like it's the eye contact.
I don't know. I guess so.
But maybe not. Maybe it's just that. Boobs in your face.
Boing.
Look at my boobs.
Ba-boing. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Alrighty
we'll
then.
Never
well,
know. Moving on.
Yeah. Let's interview some people about that.
No.
All right. Should we? Do you have anything else to say about?
No.
Jumping off cliffs. Okay. Oh, Nicole wins, obviously, and she gets chocolate pearl. Stuff
$5,000, bitch.
this is what Aaron wanted.
This is, yeah, in your face, Aaron. Yeah, yeah, that's so funny.
She was just 1 week too early. Alrighty. So one thing we forgot to mention was that the prize for the shoot, in addition to the chocolate pearl, whatever, mm-hmm. is that Nicole gets to pick, Nicole gets extra frames, and then she gets to pick a person who has extra frames, and on and on, and the last person doesn't get extra frames.
Yeah, this was awful. This was so shady, so rude, so rude. Or just like cruel, you know?
Yeah.
Just like leave one person out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Stupid.
So Aaron is the one that doesn't get frames, I guess is the most important part. Mm-hmm. It's also like especially bad for this shoot because they're posing underwater and they do not get feedback unless they get the extra frames. So
yeah,
Aaron like doesn't really get told like the rest of them do, like, hey, you're doing this wrong.
She literally was just get too back close out there. To the surface. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just, I think it seems really unfair. I feel like everyone should have gotten a chance to like at least get a little bit of feedback.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why they give her such grace for having such a bad photo. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But yeah, so that happens to Aaron. But this is really a lot about Sunday and the fact that Sunday has asthma and she was really worried and panicking about the shoot. And then later on, they're like, you know, divers have asthma and they
they were gaslighting her about her own
they
asthma.
They work just, it.
What?
Yeah. Oh, and
I'm not a diver.
I'm not a diver either, but I looked it up and apparently it's like a thing that if you have asthma, you have to like, it's diving is a worry. Like you can dive if you have asthma,
but you have to train.
But you have to like evaluate your health level and whether you think that you'll be fine or not.
Can
in the
your
water.
Heart take it? Yes.
Or
along
lungs.
With your lungs. Along with the lungs. Yeah.
Yeah. The more
is everything kind of lungs. Okay. Yeah.
So yes, there are people who die from asthma, but like it's not a given that if you have asthma, like you're just like everyone else and you should be
I
able
would
to dive
not
to
encourage
the depths of
the person with asthma to just go deeper. Like
yeah, that too.
What the
like,
fuck?
No wonder she wanted to be closer to the surface. I would too if I like
I felt
had this issue. And then when it even said, like when I was looking it up, that it's like even could be even dangerous if you're near the surface and you're diving. So even that is like a risk. So
maybe that's all that they were like, same difference. Like, let's just make her go lower.
Yeah.
But
basically,
yeah.
Like, if they were responsible, they probably should have had, like, and maybe they did, but I really doubt it. They should have had a physician, like, evaluate her just to make sure that she was going to be okay. And then, like, maybe the physician could talk to her about it
the
before
risks.
She did it.
Yeah.
But no, they were just like, go in the water. You're complaining. Shut up.
They were just like rolling their eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Sunday, but I also thought it was kind of comical how like it was just as though she forgot that she had asthma. And then they were like, we're going to shoot underwater. And it just like slowly occurred to her the longer they were on the boat that she was going to like be underwater. She was like,
Oh, shit.
I have asthma. Wait a second. I've never put myself in like a life-threatening position with my asthma. Is this going to kill me? And then she's like thinking about it. And she's like, this could kill me. This could straight up kill me. She just started spiraling, it seemed like. And I get that. Yeah. Just that fear where you're like, I don't know. You've just never considered that that would be the thing that kills you.
Yeah. I mean, I totally relate to that as someone with epilepsy. Like I could.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're just like living your life and you're like, oh wait, swimming in the ocean, maybe living not the best idea. Like,
definitely not alone.
Yeah. And I have dove before.
Dipping
probably
for
not
sure.
The greatest thing to happen, like,
no,
when you're diving, to have like a seizure, that would probably be really bad.
Oh my God.
I did it anyway, But, you know, every person should be able to evaluate their health level and be like, is it worth the risk or not? And then they can make that decision. For me, yeah, I mean, I wasn't panicking. So if I was going to panic, then I would
that makes sense.
Not do it. But I wasn't that scared of diving. It was
more like a roller coaster. Scared. Thrill.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just more cool. I really like diving. I would like to dive more. It's really cool. Nice. You see really neat things and you're like, oh yeah, there's a whole world down here. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. That,
like more than half of our planet is underwater.
It's insane.
We don't even know.
Yeah.
Like we don't even experience
wet.
It.
It's all wet. Yep.
It's crazy. So
it's crazy. Yeah.
Recommend if you don't have asthma and you feel like Woo. Comfortable with doing it. But Woo. Yeah, I
have asthma.
I felt bad for her.
Yeah, I have asthma. I related to Sunday because I have asthma.
Oh, yeah.
And when we went to Mexico when I was a child, we went snorkeling and I struggled and cried mm-hmm. and just in and out of the water, just bleh, swallowing yeah. water, screaming.
Oh, no.
Embarrassing the whole family. I don't remember. I think I was like 9 years old, but
yeah.
It was upsetting.
So your mom was Tyra, or your parents were Tyra in this
they
situation.
Were like, my dad is just
get over it. People dive. They have asthma. What are you doing? You're snorkeling. That's not even.
Not we even are diving. Snorkeling today. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah. I mean,
I did love the persistence. My dad was just like, I'm really trying to enjoy this snorkeling venture.
Mm-hmm. So. Anyway, so I don't know. There's not much else to say about the diving, I don't think. Or, well, no. You know, the photo shoot, they're not really diving, but they still have a respirator.
They jump. Yeah.
They're going deep in the water and they have like
yeah.
a breathing apparatus.
Yeah.
So, Russell James is a photographer. That's, I guess, one thing to say.
Boom.
He usually takes good photos. So, I don't know. Let's just go to panel, I guess. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, oh, we didn't talk about Laura.
Oh, what'd she do? I forget.
She panicked underwater.
Oh, yeah. She did panic, but it was so brief.
They made it really brief, but she acted like it was like a big deal for her. And they kind of just.
It really was.
They kind of just, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, like. I could see even if it only happened very briefly that it would still be a big yeah. deal.
I liked how when Erin was done with her photos, with her photo shoot, she got out of the water and Jay just looked at her and laughed. It was like, ha, you look so pissed off that you don't get to go back in there. And she was just like, yes.
Yeah.
I am.
I am very pissed off.
Yep.
But she held it together.
She did.
Sort of. She had like a look on her face, but she was holding it together.
She did it, you know?
It was an emotional day for a lot of them.
For a lot of them. Yes. For all of them. Except maybe Jen and Nicole seem fine. They seem fine.
Yeah, it wasn't
Nicole
just like
who
was just
shapes.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both seemed to really enjoy it.
They were like, I can do this.
Yeah. All right. So photos.
Panel.
Yeah.
Go into panel, the panel. Photos.
And Sunday is first.
Yes.
I don't think it's good, mm-hmm. but it's not as bad as Erin's.
That's how I feel. I definitely think it's better than Erin's. She looks so tall.
She does look very tall, but almost to like the detriment of the photo. I'm like,
yeah.
I wish she had bent one of her other leg a little bit more and given
I guess
it more
so.
Shape.
But in a way, it's kind of mermaid-like, fin-like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I see. Yeah, it is very straight. But
yeah.
Also, I feel like you can see her face a little bit better than you can see Erin's. Like, they were talking about recognizability. And mm-hmm. I think that you can recognize Sunday more so than when we look at Erin's.
Yeah, I was going to say her face is pretty obscure. To
it
me.
Is. It is. Yeah.
And just not really modeling at all, I guess. It's just an underwater face that you would make when you're underwater.
Yes.
To be fair, we know she struggled. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
I'm sure this was a hard shot to get, but.
I like it. For someone that did struggle with going underwater, I think she did. Her result is not bad.
Yeah, she really tried.
Yeah.
Okay. Laura.
She's so freaking cute. This is
pretty cool.
Reminds me of the energy is Bubbles.
Yeah.
Powerpuff Girls.
I was going to say her face looks like Natasha's from Cycle 8.
Like Dory from Finding Nemo.
Okay. Or like a fish, an animated fish.
A Pixar fish.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of Natalie when, did I say Natalie?
You said Nicole.
No, wait. Natalie from Cycle 8.
Oh, okay.
The Russian girl.
I
think her face looks like Natalie because of the lips. But she also kind of looks like Natalie in the Dead photo shoot. The pale girls with the red lips looked kind of corpse-like in the water.
Iffy. Yeah. Well, kind of like... They point out, though, that she's... Marissa points out that she's catching the wrong side of the light. Yeah, like her back is catching what her face should be.
Excuse me for not catching the light when I'm good underwater. God.
It is all about the lighting.
It is all about the lighting. Yeah. I was going to say, though, like the look is kind of when Mike Wazowski gets his face sucked off by like the screaming machine.
That is accurate.
Yeah. Yes, but I actually do like this photo.
Me too.
I like what she's doing with her scarf thingy.
Yeah.
Very dancer-like. I like her legs are very cool. And yeah, they say it's kind of obvious, but I don't know. I'm okay with that. I think it's good. I think they're like, oh, this is, you're doing a flowy thing and... We want something unique and not so flowy.
It's flowy and it's like good. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. All right, so that's I gotta say about Laura. Mm-hmm. Next is my favorite, woo-hoo, Jennifer.
This one, I forgot how good this one was. I looked up the photos and I was like, photo. Oh shit. Totally forgot how good this was. So good. Ballerina. Talk about, no one mentioned that she looks like she's doing point dancing or something. Like, it's so good.
Barbie toe or ballerina toe, you know?
Ballerina toe.
I think she looks so much like a mermaid here.
Yes.
That is exactly how a mermaid would be swimming. It's just so dancer-like, like very straight legs.
Mm-hmm. Talk about catching the light in an interesting way. You can see like she perfectly like got her jawline, her hair is catching the whatever current really well.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but I really love it. And it's my favorite photo of the week.
I love only them thighs.
Only criticism. Is that her eyes are open. I wish her eyes were closed.
Interesting.
They kind of freak me out if you zoom in on the photo. I'm like,
reminds me of
too much.
Yeah. It reminds me of Suspiria.
I don't know what that is.
So. That is a horror movie. Okay. But it reminds me of one of the images that's like really popular from it. People, if you've seen it, you know.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful. It's a lovely.
But I mean, it's almost more impressive that her eyes are open because that's hard to do underwater. So
yeah, she was really in the zone.
I think that's a preference thing. I think overall it's like pretty much perfect. It's really good.
Yeah,
and I didn't really like even the good photos from the shoot. So
I don't even know if this was what she meant to be one of the final result photos, because she said she started making U's in the water, and this almost looks like she's like pushing off or something, like she's about to go into that U.
Yeah, but it's very cool. I like it.
It is. It's beautiful.
All right, Nicole, next.
I fucking love this photo too, though.
Now, this I think is what they meant by not obvious, because this is different.
Couture. Yeah, I think it's couture. It's like, it really does. It's so weird. Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird
it's
one.
It's so weird. I love it. I do
wish. But in
a
good way.
I wish that little foot was just pointed. That's all.
Yeah. I think if she had just pointed that foot, it would have been so elevated.
Perfect.
Just like like, because Jennifer's benefited so much from like that pointed toe. Like, if Jennifer hadn't done that, it wouldn't have been nearly as good of a photo.
Yeah.
And Nicole just needed a point.
Nicole was halfway there. She pointed the other foot. Jim pointed to one foot.
Although we'll one hand, I'm like, it's interesting because it looks like she's like actually dancing on land because her foot is a little flatter and not pointed.
It kind of looks like flat-footed Barbie toe, which I guess Tyra does say. Bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I really love the neck.
I love the pose. I just love what she did. And like throughout her whole photo shoot, you could tell she was trying a lot of different stuff.
It's funky. It's like
changing it up. That's what Nigel said.
In the water. Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe I'm just repeating. But yeah, I feel it. It's really good. I still like Jennifer's more, but I think it's
they're very a good close shot. To me. But yeah, I do also like Jennifer's more.
Yeah. All right, Aaron is next.
Boo hiss. Just kidding. it's fine.
Yeah, you really can't tell it's her. That is accurate.
If she had known, I just feel like if they had been able to tell her, even just get like a megaphone and be like, go deeper. That's all you got to do. And she'll dive deeper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or the photographer could have been like, come down deeper, signaled to her, anything.
Yeah, but they could have given her hand signals.
I think there was more they could have done.
Instead of zero communication.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, well, that is what it is.
They were just like, she did not give me what I wanted. And it's like, I feel like she didn't understand that you needed a certain thing.
Then again, could she see if you were doing hand signals? Because they are underwater and she's not wearing goggles.
She is. And she's definitely struggling. You can tell to like stay underwater for some reason.
Yeah, she's too buoyant. You know, some people are just more buoyant than others.
Yep. Some people are just full of a lot more air. So they just float. They float.
Some people
easy.
Drink Diet Coke, and so they probably have a lot of bubbles in their body.
Wow.
They're floating to the surface.
Yeah.
That's probably what's happening here.
That's exactly what's happening. Astute, science. Danielle. Astute.
Yeah, I don't like how one of her arms is like going too far in the back and you can't. Mm. See it basically.
Yeah, I like her legs, but that's kind of it. I don't like the arms.
Yeah,
scarf's fine. She kind of looks like fish, zebrafish, perhaps.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's a black and white.
But the face is weird.
Going off like decade vibes, if Nicole was 80s, this is very 50s to me.
Yes, agreed. That polka dot bikini top,
yeah. And just her face. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something about it, even though it's so, like, far away.
It's very...
it's actually even kind of 20s face.
Betty.
Actually.
From Jughead, whatever.
Oh, yes. Yes. C. Yeah. Yes.
Riverdale. C. Yes.
I've been watching lots of telenovelas, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm picking up some Spanish.
Telemundo. Sí. Yes. Great.
Claro que sí. That means yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Great.
All right.
Great.
But yeah.
There it is.
There it is. Those are my thoughts. Those are your thoughts.
Your favorite was Jennifer...
Yes.
My favorite,
his first call out.
Okay. Yeah. My favorite was definitely Jennifer. Honestly, I probably had the same call out they did. Except
Jennifer, Nicole.
Yeah. Except I think Aaron's was worse than Sunday's this week. But overall, Aaron does have a better history than Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bottom two, Aaron, Sunday. Sunday gets sent home. Sunday now is a YouTuber.
Woo!
Which does not surprise me.
She enunciates
perfectly.
So, of course.
Yeah. And she is a very like bubbly person as well, if we're talking about bubbliness.
Hell yeah.
And seems to have a good personality.
She's
for
full of
the
Diet
YouTuber.
Coke. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of bubble talk this episode. And she has like quite a few subscribers. So
really?
Yeah, she does. I think it's
like
200,000 maybe.
Oh.
Like, I think a pretty good amount. She kind of splits her time between California. She has 338,000 subscribers.
Holy shit.
She kind of splits her time between California and Japan.
Japan.
So
great.
Yes. I guess the noodles thing was more than just noodles. I guess
it's
she liked
it a love.
More than noodles.
Wow.
I guess
that's
so.
That's a destiny.
It's a live thing. She's just
that's a lifestyle. Noodles are a lifestyle for sure.
And she looks fantastic now.
She's amazing. Yeah. She looks gorgeous.
So beautiful. Still. So yeah, she's doing
are.
Her thing. She, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She also has like a clothing brand, I believe. But
nice.
I don't remember the name. You'll have to go to
is
her
it a petite
Instagram
clothing brand?
Probably not.
That's crazy.
I don't think all so. Right. I think it's kind of like t-shirts and stuff. So like,
oh, okay.
When you're selling t-shirts, it's like
whatever
all sizes, yeah. You know, but like long t-shirts. So like you can wear them, but maybe they're just long because she's short. No, I don't know. Actually, 5'3" is the normal or is the apparently the average height in the
is
US,
that how tall she is
for women? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which like I was like I learned that this weekend. I was like, that's short for the average height, isn't it?
I
do
guess
you think that's short?
That's how tall Abby is.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. But I remember her. I don't know.
I was like, am I being clued in on something? She's 5'3".
I don't know. Week. Does she not want people to know that? I don't know. Is it a secret that she's that height? Yeah. But she is 5'3", I think. And she used to always say that she's really short, though. So I guess that kind of, yeah, plays into your point. I'm surprised. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought 5'5" was average.
Yeah, well, let me look this up because I'm feeling I'm steering everyone.
Oh, my God. In look it up, Danielle.
Average fact U.S. check. Women.
You got a fact check.
Height. 5'4". Okay, so it's a little taller, but still pretty short.
We were both wrong. We were both right, I think. How about that?
Still pretty short.
Yeah.
So,
shorter than me.
Know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So yeah, so anyway, Sunday is not that short and lives in Japan.
And is
in
doing
conclusion.
Great. Woo.
And I don't know if she had a modeling career after this because I didn't write it down. So
that's fine. That's
she could have had some in between modeling before she became a YouTuber, but I'm not positive.
We could make up anything we want about what she did with her life.
I mean, she could still be a model. She's like I said, still gorgeous.
Who knows? She's fucking gorgeous. Yeah.
So next week we're actually gonna do the Hawaiian dancing and
woo!
Volcano goddess photo shoot, so yeah, and we are gonna have a guest, so all those things are coming true, but just next week.
That was a teaser last week.
Yeah, it was just a pre
teaser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to
and then
really
I think after
you.
That
no, just
is the finale. But hot I'm also damn. Might be steering you guys wrong again. Don't
no, I think you're right because Final Four is next week. Then we're
true.
Down to Final Three.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. Got to reach out to Jesse.
Yeah, we shall. We shall. Any other thoughts? Prayers?
None.
Concerns?
Ew.
Filing a complaint to...
I would never, how dare you...
have prayers.
Have prayers
or complaints.
Or complaints. Either.
Yeah, you're just in the middle.
Just supportive, always.
Just, yeah.
Just like, you all right, got
cool.
this. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. See you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.